17 bucks. I only wore it once.
What am I going to do with a tuxedo?
Hey, has anybody seen... has anybody seen Sergeant Bilko? I got a buck I want to put in his basketball pool.
Hey, look who's looking for Bilko. Save your money, Riley. What if you win? He can't pay off. He's broke.
Bilko broke?
That's right.
Didn't you hear? Bilko's three poker pitches to Wiki, Pendleton, and Grover finally did it. Took him for his bankroll. $250.
Well, wait till he gets him in the game the next time.
There ain't gonna be a next time. They're freezing him out. They suddenly got a new rule. You've got to show a bankroll. A buck I make this shot.
But you know. He does.
He doesn't.
He does. Hey, if they don't let Bilko play, how's he gonna get his bankroll?
Geez, I wish you'd tell us. Maybe we can get a little bit of sleep around this.
This is the first money anyone's had the nerve to flash all week.
Hello, fellows.
Boys, maybe it's my imagination, but I get the feeling you guys have been avoiding me lately. Somehow or other, that old give-and-take spirit is gone. Now, man, I can understand you're not getting into my football pool or to my bed-making contest, but... when not one ticket is sold at tomorrow night's dance.
They're the cheapest bunch.
Silence, Corporal Balbella. Thrift and frugality is a virtue I'd like to see in my fellow soldiers. But men, tomorrow night's dance is above that. It's something close to our hearts. You've all seen the calendar. We're honoring the birthday of the 21st President of the United States, Chester A. Arthur. Now, men, make me proud of you. Corporals, give these patriotic Americans a chance to buy tickets.
Because I know that when the chips are down, these stop the sale.
Men, I find it hard to believe that $3 a ticket is going to stand in your way of paying tribute to a man who gave us the tariff law of 1883. A man who's responsible for the canal treaty with Nicaragua.
Yo, fellas, the big poker game's over. Wiki.
What does this look like, recruiting posters?
They all won. Pendleton and Grover, too. Well, who lost?
From out of nowhere, some strange yard boy walked in on us. He had a bankroll.
Insisted on playing.
What a sucker. It was like shooting a sitting duck. And speaking of ducks, here is a dead one.
Oh, Mess Sergeant Sawicki, the Army's answer to Betty Crocker.
You know, we missed you, Bilko. It was strange sitting down to a poker game and watching the cards being dealt from the top for a change.
You know the rules. You have to show a bankroll to get into the game.
We gotta keep out the riffraff.
Riffraff.
That's a hot one.
Say, that was good the way he came out with that. Riffraff. Funny. Funny, you poor slobs.
Anytime I want. You know what I can do? You're shooting blanks, Bilko. We got your dough, and you ain't gonna con us out of it. You ain't gonna talk us out of it. In other words, all together, boys. You ain't
getting it
back.
Oh, this is gay. Jolly GIs at play. One on the post. Oh, you poor soul. So, you decided to freeze me out, huh? Good boy.
And you men are gonna gang up to see that I stay frozen.
Good boy.
Well, that's the way it'll be. From now on, it's jungle warfare. Remember one thing. Like the man says at Madison Square Garden, protect yourself at all times.
Two for flinching.
That's a pity, ain't it? The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
And this is the big brain, the smartest guy on the post.
The handwriting was on the wall when the old man took his motor pool platoon away from him.
And now he's got a basic training squad.
Basic training. You know, boys, Bilko practically ain't in the army anymore.
Men. I must admit I was very happy what I saw out there today. Happy. Happy that you were too young for the last war or we'd be still fighting it. And Higgins, get these men on the ball. Stop moping around. All right. Go to mess for Chow. These kids will drive me out of my mind. Chow.
Lunch.
14 years in the army. I wind up with Ding Dong School.
What's the matter with Higgins?
I don't know what's the matter with him. He's got the blues or something.
Maybe it's the responsibility he's got.
Responsibility?
Sure.
What do you mean, responsibility?
Higgins is holding the money for all the kids in the squad. Over $200.
Go on.
Well, I know you don't like to take money from rookies, but maybe you could just sort of hold it for a while, then pretend it's our bankroll so you can get back into the game and... No, huh?
No.
Just ask.
Just answered. Higgins is holding that money for the kids when they go on their first furlough and nobody's going to touch it. Why don't you get these records straight so I can understand? Come in. We got this thing all loused up.
Excuse me, Sergeant Bilko, could I speak to you a minute alone?
You might as well in front of them. They're going to find out later anyway. What is it?
Well, sir, you know that money I was holding for the squad?
Was holding?
Over $200.
Go on. What?
Well, last night I was passing by Sergeant Zwicky's kitchen.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Well, I heard there was a poker game going on in there, and...
You didn't. Say it, you didn't.
He did.
This is the sucker Sawicki was crowing about.
Why, those miserable meatballs, they took this kid for their entire bankroll.
Oh, no, sir, it was my fault. You see, I was considered quite a poker player in college.
In college?
I really forced my way into that game.
You forced your way into a game with regular army sergeants?
Kid, you tell that to the psychiatrist and you can get out of the army.
Gosh, I lost all the squad's money.
You like them.
All right, don't you worry about it. I'll have you that money back in a week.
You can have the money back?
Yeah, now go to mess. Go
on. Well, how can you get the money back from me?
Give me your face. Yeah,
right. How do you like those miserable meatballs? Taking advantage of a rookie. Oh, no. This time they've gone too far. This time I'm really going to give it to them.
Give it to them. They already got it. 250 of our dough, 220 from Higgins.
470 clams. That's civilian-type money. How are you going to get it back?
How? Psychology.
Psychology?
Yes, sir, psychology. The whole post is waiting me to make my move and get that $470 back, right?
So are we.
Well... Can I be bothered with chicken feed like that?
No.
I'm too busy with the store.
Store?
Store?
You say store?
Yes, sir. Our store.
We got a store?
This ad's been running in the local paper for over a year. It's an empty store for rent. I've been saving it for an emergency just like this. Here, you. Go to town and rent me that store.
Rent the store?
Yes, sir. There it is, right there. Store for rent. Months rent free for enterprising person. George Crow Real Estate, etc. Go from.
Sure. Just a minute, Lainey. I was on the rifle range all day, my ears. With an empty store, we're going to get the money back from Sawicki and Pendleton and Grover.
Get it back? They're going to come in here personally and beg me to take it back.
Beg you to take it?
Yes. And Sawicki. Sweet Sergeant Sawicki. He's going to come in here on his hands and knees with the money in his mouth, and he's going to lay it at my feet. Go.
On his hands and knees.
Glad to have you on the post, Anderson.
Thank you, sir.
Ah, Mr. Crow, it isn't often we're visited by the mayor of Roseville.
Colonel Hall, I am not here to discuss the situation between your camp of soldiers and the town of Roseville. One of your sergeants wished to make a rental in a building I own. According to Army regulations, you must countersign the leases. There are two of them.
Isn't it strange, Mr. Crow, for a town that has continually slammed the door in the faces of my men, American soldiers, that you're going to allow a soldier to live there now?
No soldier is living there. It's a store, and for business purposes only.
A store? Bilko, renting an empty store? I'm afraid I'll have to
But, sir, a regulation state that outside activities are permissible if it does not interfere with his work.
That's right, Colonel. Thank you. That copy is yours. Good day, Colonel.
I'll file this, sir.
What is Bilko up to now?
File this.
Wow! Here he goes again.
What is it?
Philco's rented an empty store.
An empty store?
Wait till the boys hear about this.
Wait till the girls hear about this. Sorry, Lieutenant, this is an emergency.
What's Philco gonna do with that store, Pendleton?
What's the deal?
How should I know? Sure, you'll never know. You guys just took his money and froze him out. That's all.
Now who's frozen out?
Out of what? It's just an empty store.
What are you talking about? It's just an empty store.
Oh, sure. It's just an empty store.
That's how Woolworth started. With an empty store.
Stay away from him, you told us. Freeze him out, you told us. Now he's in on something big. Who's frozen out now?
More salt.
Arnie, please, just once more. So we're in business. We got a store.
An empty store.
So what do we do now?
Nothing. We just wait here till they bring us the money. They're a little sooner than I expected. Come in.
Hi, Ernie.
Hi, Ernie.
Hi, Ernie.
Hey, Pendleton, boys, what's on your mind?
Nothing. It's just a friendly call. Oh, I got a few new sharp jackets in from Quartermasters. Hendo! Naturally, I want you to be the first to have one. Just for size.
Say, this is awful nice of you, Steve.
Listen, if pals don't stick together, what's the whole thing worth?
So true, so true.
Oh, Ernie, what's this I hear about you renting a store in town?
Store? Oh, yes, store, that's right. Look, shoulders with a sweep to them. You know what I mean?
Shoulders. Ernie, what kind of a store is it?
An empty store.
Yeah, I know, but something must have appealed to you.
Not in particular. As a matter of fact, I haven't even seen it yet.
You haven't seen it?
No, what for? I know what's in there.
What?
Nothing. It's an empty store. Stays empty. Fender, listen. Can you give me that air cord drape? You know what I
mean? And pray. Ernie, can you take in a few partners?
Partners? In what? I told you, it's an empty store. I never heard anything as ridiculous.
Ernie, the boys in my platoon and I got this $140 together. We want in. You gotta let us in on it.
Did you ever hear... In on what? It's an empty store. Fender, look. Can you give me some pleats?
Pleats?
Give them pleats!
When the smartest operator in the whole United States Army suddenly decides to rent a store, we don't ask no questions. We just want to be cut in.
Well, what can I do? You hear them. They're begging. Hi, Rocco. You're the treasury. Yeah. Here's your lease. You got a third of an empty store.
Hey. You stand there. Give me something with the sleeves, some character. Ernie, I'll never forget this.
I'm sure you won't.
354 Oak Street. Come on, boys, get some trucks. We'll go down and see our property. Fender, until it fits. We're in business.
Hello, Ernie. Well, this is a day for visiting, isn't it?
Just figured you might be hungry, so the boys fixed up some cold fruit for you.
That's nice. What is it, Zwicky?
Oh, nothing much. We understand you rented an empty store.
Out.
Yeah, but the fellas asked me to...
Out.
They gave me the money.
You don't want to do business with a riffraff?
Oh,
yeah,
I'm
out.
Kidding, but
out
money.
With the dead duck routine.
Out!
Well?
Sergeant Philco, I love you.
Flatterer?
Bender, the pleats, Bender!
What? Are you sure? Hundreds of soldiers are milling around in front of that empty store? What? What? Yes, sure I rented it to a soldier. But the lease states that only the owner is allowed on the premises. I'll... What? They say they're all partners. Huh. I'll go right down and deal with them. Don't you worry. Miss Pacey, call the military police.
The military?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Harper to see you.
Well, hi, Mr. Crow.
I'm sorry, Harper.
Well, I just want to talk to you about renting one of those two empty stores in that building on Oak Street that you have.
Yeah. Look, Harper, I... What? Rent?
Yeah, there's a lot of soldiers down there. It's pretty lively. I want to get an ice cream parlor in one of those stores before somebody else thinks of it.
Why, sure, sure. But, Miss Facy, make out a lease for Mr. Harper, will you, please?
Never figured that section to come to life.
Neither did I.
Fender, Fender, look, this is all right, but you're not capturing me. Give me a sweet something.
There she is, Annie.
Oh, Jim, you shouldn't have.
Oh, forget it, Annie. Friendship is above regulations.
My own telephone. Hello. Get me Honolulu. Jim, how can I ever repay you?
You know how. $120 for a share in the store. I'm begging you.
What can I do? He's begging me. Treasurer, take the money.
Here, it's $120.
Here's your lease. You got a third interest in the empty store. Give me a little...
Ernie, I... Oh, thanks, Ernie.
You got me at all in this outfit?
Come and get it! I'll take you down with all the trimmings, Ernie. Fellas gave me the money. We want to invest. Take the money, Ernie, please.
Out.
We want it, but the fellas...
He knows the conditions on his hands and knees, huh? Fender, are you sure I can't get this in a charcoal grain?
Sir, look at the bright side. The boy spent so much time in front of Bilko's store, there hasn't been any gambling on the post for days. Relax, sir.
Relax. No gambling on the post for days. What is he up to? Where are they gambling?
Extra! G.I. Gambling Den raided. Empty store used as casino. Here's the man who rented it. Private Bilko, former sergeant. Here's the man who okayed it. Sergeant Hall, former colonel.
I'll go quietly. Oh, it's a dream. What do you want, Anderson?
I found a copy of that lease, sir. It's your signature, all right.
I know that. It's the only thing I do know. But I'm going to find out what's going on this post.
Now, Colonel, now, you're not capturing me at all. See what you're doing? You're covering the police. Here's what I want. Give me a sweep, you know? Dashing, gay, but virile. You know what I mean? Never mind that solo. This is a solo I haven't filmed with. You don't capture this one at all. This is the one I prayed with. You understand? Don't freeze on me now, Fender. Come on. Don't goof off. Fender, you're fighting me. Look, I got more trouble with...
Friends! Sergeant Bilko and his merry crew. Corporal...
Bob Ellis, sir.
Henshaw, sir. And which one are you, Hart, Scheffner, or Marx?
Sir, I'd like to explain.
I can explain. I can now explain why the Quartermaster Corps is always too busy to even sew on a button for me. Custom-tailored uniforms. Pleats! I've always dreamed of a jacket like that. But Sergeant Bilko snaps his fingers and... Oh, no. I don't hear a telephone ring. A telephone in a barracks? Where is it?
Where is what, sir?
The telephone! A private telephone. And I have to share mine with 14 officers. Sergeant Bilko is indisposed. Who is this? This is his stooge. The commanding officer. Turkey dinners. Uniforms, custom tailored. A private telephone. What next?
Happy birthday.
And
on my birthday, he gave me a jelly donut.
Get back to your kitchen.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant Bilko, may I use your phone?
Oh, please do so. Make yourself at home. Anything you want here.
Get me Lieutenant Anderson. Bilko, I don't know what's going on, but I do know that that store is at the bottom of all this. Hello, Anderson.
Colonel Hall.
Hi. Never mind where I'm calling from. Lieutenant, I want to have that store at 354 Oak Street declared off limits immediately. Put up signs all over the town and the post. No soldier is allowed within 100 feet of it. Now, that's all we'll hear about that store.
Pleats.
Well, that does it.
You all heard the colonel.
There's only one thing left to do. Take out the pleats.
Well, so now you like soldiers. When there's a chance of making a profit, I...
Well, sure we're making a profit. But do you know where the profit's going?
Into a service center for the boys.
A service center?
Every civic organization is behind it.
Colonel, for the first time in years, our town is coming to life.
Oh, amazing.
Who would want to make a profit from the boys?
Yes. Who?
Okay, you're in.
Well, men, now that we got all the partners here, I think we should have a board of directors meeting.
Yeah.
Now, fellas, there's been something on my mind for quite a while. I'd like to ask you about it. Now, you boys own an empty store, right? Well, what are you going to do with it?
What are we going to do? Well, we thought that you had...
You own a third, you own a third, and you own a third.
Well, what about you? Don't you own a piece of it?
Me? I'm in the army. What would I want with an empty store?
That is hi-hi-he. Can I be honest?
Higgins!
Yes, sir?
Sergeant Sawicki's contribution.
Oh, gee, Sergeant Bilko, but what about you?
Don't worry, we got plenty left.
Oh, no, Sergeant, I can't take your money.
Now get in there and show some pep in this outfit. Let me see some spoon. Hey, me, hip! Hey, hip! Hey, hip! Oh, for Dale. And we hit that dusty trail. And how about the money now?
The go rolling.
The money.
It's working for us.
Yeah, but I... What?
Well, I couldn't hang around with a guy as smart as you all these years without having some of it rub off on me.
The money, Bob.
We made over $400 on one empty store. Imagine what we're going to make with six of them.
Six of them?
That's what the money is doing. Down payments on the only six empty stores left in Roseville. Here are the leases.
Oh, tell me, you're kidding. You didn't fall for the routine. I created my own monster. You didn't. You.
Sergeant, seemed like such a great.
Who gave you such a stupid idea?
You did.
Sergeant Sawicki was played by Harry Clark, Sergeant Pendleton by Ned Glass, Sergeant Grover by Jimmy Little, and Fender was portrayed by Herbie Fay.
The ins and outs of bricks and mortar, trade secrets from the builders, next on BBC Two.